Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
In the depths of winter, I finally learned that within me, there lay an invincible summer. Albert Camus.
Hello and welcome to the Taking Back Your Power podcast. I'm Isabel Palacios, and I specifically created and designed this podcast to empower, inspire, and help you cultivate a powerful mindset to build your best life and live out your dreams. May you always remember your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. So get your coffee, smoothie, or wine ready, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me today. I know it is Tuesday, and normally I upload on Mondays, and I did say I was going to upload on Monday, but let me just give you guys a little quick reason as to why I did not upload yesterday, and that is because I was just feeling like complete crap. And not only mentally, but also physically, and without getting into too much information, too much detail, lately, the first day of my time of the month has been extraordinarily rough, and it's always the first day that is just excruciatingly painful for me, and with cramping and with the lethargy, I can't seem to get out of bed. So I kind of shared that with you guys on Instagram, on my story, about how I was taking CBD oil for the cramps because it was literally getting to that point where I needed something really, really strong and potent, and the CBD oil helped a lot to relax my body, but still the pain was extraordinary. And I was in bed all day. And not to mention, I had just some crappy stuff going on in my life around that time. That day was just a really tough day for me. And it carried on into yesterday. And yesterday I was not feeling great and I was running around. You know, I had to go to the store and I had to do so many errands and I just could not find the time. And my head was just not in the right space. And this is just coming off of my 2-week trip of amazing paradise and so much fun with my best friends and people who are so important to me. I had an amazing time with them and it was just the right recharge. It was the right thing I needed because the time leading up, the months leading up to that trip were just awful. You guys know I was talking about how tough it was for me in August and September, but October definitely was a great month for me and I had so much fun. It was the recharge I needed. I saw my boyfriend. He actually came last minute to surprise me, to see me, and it was amazing. I hadn't seen him in months and it was the right thing we needed. It was perfect. So that's why I have been absent from basically the podcast and YouTube for the past few weeks because I was traveling and I told myself I wasn't going to worry about work or planning or YouTube or any of that. So it was good, but we all know how tough it is to come back from such an amazing trip back to the real world and back home where you have so many responsibilities, where things are just going crazy. So it's been kind of tough for me to settle back into a routine, I'm not gonna lie. But in a way, I welcome that feeling because it's kind of that discomfort is really important because it catapults you, it launches you into a new version of you, which kind of plays on today's topic. On today's episode, I want to talk about fighting your fears, which is something that in the past month, I have had to face my fears. I've had to go against them in order to get a positive outcome. And as I get older, I'm going to be 25 next year. As I get older, I just feel like my anxiety is just more of a present thing. Where before my anxiety was something very personal and it didn't really manifest itself in my daily life, now I am very acutely aware
of my anxiety and when fears stem from my anxiety rather than actual rational fears. So what I'm trying to get at is my anxiety has been creating a lot of irrational fears lately in my life. And anxiety in that sense can be very scary as you get older because you are aware of it and you are aware of your anxiety, but it becomes harder to control. So what I have found helps me face those irrational fears and fight that anxiety and put a damper on it before it starts taking over my life is facing those fears. And in the past few months, I've had to face many fears. I've had to face many obstacles, many difficulties in my life, in my personal life that I don't talk to you guys about because I like to keep my private life separate from my public life, from my YouTube life, from my online life. I think that is just the right balance to have for being healthy and being online and not letting online life overtake your real life. So there are many things that I have faced lately. And although it was so difficult in the moment, even though my anxiety was telling me, don't do it. I did it because I knew, Isabel, if you don't push yourself through this next part, if you don't push yourself through this, you're going to feel so bad about yourself. You're going to feel like you're not capable, like you're not strong enough. You're going to feel so weak. So what do I say? I'm not a weak bitch. I'm going to get up and I'm going to fight this and I'm going to get good results out of it. And that's exactly what I got. And I am so adamant about facing my fears now because I have noticed that this anxiety has even eaten away at some parts of my confidence, at some parts of me that used to be so strong and so bright and vibrant. These anxieties and these fears that are irrational have made me kind of retreat back into myself and not want to make myself big and kind of almost making myself feel smaller when I'm out in public or when I'm around other people. I feel like I have shrunk myself and I cannot believe that. I cannot, that is just not me. I have never been like that. I mean, whenever I was really shy and was younger, of course I was like that. But now in my adult life, that's just not me. That's never been who I wanted to be and it's not who I want to be. So in a way that kind of struck me, I noticed my shoulders are more hunched. I don't wear more fun clothing like I used to. I feel more like I'm self-conscious and I don't want to feel like that anymore. I want to be comfortable with myself. So I say, you know what? It's these fears. Even though you don't hate your body, even though you're not critical of your body, even though you like the way you look, it's these other fears from other parts of your life that are manifesting themselves into your self-confidence right now. And I had to do a lot of soul searching and a lot of digging to realize that I had to get back into my magic. I had to stop letting little petty comments from people or stuff online or whatever get to me or what my friends are going to think or what these people are going to think or what my family's going to think or what anyone thinks. The only person that I should care about is me. That's the only person whose thoughts about me I should care about. And I know that sounds super selfish and self-centered, but whenever you feel that your confidence is being withered at for whatever reason, you have to get back into that. No, I'm a badass and I am full of magic and I can take on anything in the world. And you have to have that mentality to push through what you're feeling. So that's something that I have had to have at the forefront of my mind is that if I allow these fears to keep digging and prying away at my protective energy field, then eventually they're going to affect my confidence. And if my confidence goes out the window, guys, we could say goodbye to so many things in myself, in my life, to my channel, to all the things I create. Because if I don't have confidence, who the heck am I? Who the heck are you without confidence? We really are just a shell of ourselves without confidence. So we need to make sure that we're protecting it at all costs and we're building upon it and stop being so afraid of what others are saying or thinking of us or what may come out of this. The best way to get rid of these irrational fears is to face them and to do the opposite of what your fears are telling you to do. So if your fears are telling you to retreat or to hide, you need to do the exact opposite. Because if you suffer from anxiety and you're just an anxious person all around, you will really benefit from
turning that inner dialogue off, that dialogue that's telling you, don't do it, it's a risk, it's scary, you're going to get hurt, you're going to get this, you're going to die, whatever it is. When we learn to ignore that, and I know it's hard to ignore it, but the best way to shut it off is by doing exactly the opposite of what it's telling you to do. I have felt that taking risks and facing my fears and just going through tough stuff has really helped me get back into that place of confidence, and not just confidence. And I'm not talking about confidence and just a physical confidence, confidence in the way I look and things like that, but just confidence in myself and my abilities and what I am capable of as a human, as a person. That is the confidence that is worth gold. And that confidence solely comes from experiencing tough stuff, facing those fears and overcoming the tough stuff and overcoming any and all obstacles that come your way. I've been super open with you guys in that life has been throttling me tremendously hard these past few months. And October was a great turnaround for me. And now that I'm back home and back in my routine, I'm trying to make sure that I don't fall back into that same mindset that I was in before October, that I was in August and September. And I have realized, what is the cause to whatever I'm feeling right now? And I know that it's going to take a lot of struggle and a lot of hard work to get out of it, but I'm determined, and I know I'm talking super vague, but it's just really personal stuff, but I am determined to get out of what I am feeling. I'm determined to get out of my current circumstances. I am determined to just keep going and keep fighting for my dreams and keep fighting for my vision in order to make it a reality and to step back into my magic, step back into the Isabel that I know and I love, and I know she is rooting for me and the idea of the Isabel in 5 to 10 years from now. That is what is driving me. That is my passion, and to live my wildest dreams and to not squander any more time on this amazing, beautiful earth. So I know that winter is approaching us, and I know that for me, it's going to be a huge renaissance, because not only is it bringing upon a wonderful season of Christmas, but it's also bringing upon a brand new year. And I have such great, great feelings about 2019 and the energy coming from 2019. I feel it, and I am putting in the best intentions, and I'm trying to build myself up these last couple of months so that I'll be ready for it, and I won't be tired when it comes. I'll be recharged, I'll be renewed, and I can welcome it with a lot of magic, because this is a very magical time of the year, not only with Christmas and Hanukkah and all the wonderful holidays we celebrate, just that whole magic of transformation, the winter time, where you can start building yourself up so that when the spring comes along, you'll be a brand new you. And also building yourself up so that when the new year comes along, this whole new year, new me thing won't just be a tagline or a thing in your bio on Instagram. No, it's not just a caption. You can literally make yourself a new you, a glittering, powerful, more magical, and relentless version of you once the clock strikes midnight, or you can even do it before then, so that once the clock strikes midnight and the ball drops, you guys are ready to hit the ground running and making 2019 the best year yet. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, because we still have some work to do in 2018. And I want to talk about finding your magic despite the fears. Facing these fears is so important in finding your magic, because once you face the fears and you obliterate them, it's kind of like you get another boop, another little point, another little gold star in your page full of accomplishments. Every little fear you face and you overcome is like another accomplishment that you can add to your list of your life. So if you're feeling like you're a shell of yourself right now, if you're feeling fearful and you don't really know what you're fearful of, maybe it's just your anxiety, maybe it's just the inner chatter in your mind, maybe it's just that little voice in your head always telling you, you can't do this, you can't do that, what are people going to think, what are people going to say, whatever it is, that little thing in your mind, that thing that is physically keeping you down. Even though it's not physically there, it is physically keeping you down. It is physically keeping you in bed. It's physically keeping you lazy. It is physically keeping you from working on your dreams, from doing the stuff you love. Once you learn to turn that stuff off and face it and be like, you're no longer going to harm me or restrict me, that's when you can start to grow. And the best way to do that is by getting out of your comfort zone. So travel solo, work towards your goals, start that business, start that venture that you have been putting off for so long because you've said, oh, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough time, I'm not strong enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not whatever enough, whatever you're not enough of, you need to turn that off and you need to stop listening to that little voice and start doing the opposite of what it's telling you. So when you hear the voice say, no, stay in, don't do that, you need to actually go out and do that. And if you're feeling unfulfilled in any part of your life, be it your relationships or your job, get out of it. If you're in a relationship where you're feeling like you're not in love anymore, you feel like you're just with them because you don't want to be alone, or you're afraid of what your friends might say or what people might think, you need to get out of it. Maybe even breaking up with somebody is just that jolt you need to get out of your past circumstances or your present circumstances and start a new exciting life. Breaking up and getting out of that relationship that is just dragging you down, maybe that is just what you need to feel magical again, to feel more yourself. Or maybe you're scared to go out and date new people. Maybe you're scared of getting heartbroken again. Maybe your anxiety is telling you, oh no, all men are the same or all women are the same. They're gonna break my heart just like my ex. If that's your fear, then go out and date. Get heartbroken. It's part of life. Go out and experience and feel, because we're so afraid of actually feeling emotion. We're so afraid of actually getting scared or getting riled up or getting out of our little emotional comfort zone that we have built. We're so afraid of feeling the tough stuff like sadness, heartbreak, resentment, anger. We're so afraid of that. We mask it. We self-medicate. We hide out. We don't actually allow ourselves to feel those things. So maybe going out there and putting your heart on the line and your feelings on the line is exactly what you need. And it's a risk. And just like any risk you take, there could be something positive out of it. Not every risk you take is going to end up bad. Sometimes out of those risks we take is when we get the results that we've always wanted. When we go through that tough stuff, it's when the universe finally gives us what we have been praying for. So if you're feeling like your magic has withered away for whatever reason, or you're feeling like you're not yourself, try to reconnect back to the things that you love to do. Try to reconnect back to those things that used to excite you and inspire you. And when you reconnect and that connection's no longer there, that means that you have simply outgrown it and you need to seek and find your new why, your new fire in your belly. You need to go out and seek that inspiration, because inspiration is kind of like one of those things that you don't really lose. You just have to find the right plug for it. It's like trying to find the right charger for an iPhone or for an Android or for a Samsung, whatever. Maybe you used a plug that doesn't work. It's not that there isn't a plug out there. You just have to find the right one, the one that will charge you up fast and quickly and help your phone keep charge. Think of yourself as that phone. You need to find the right charger. You need to find the right thing that's going to keep energizing you, because there's so many modes of energy that we can put into ourselves, whether through food, through drinks, through medicine, through whatever kind of supplements or vitamins you may take. That's one form of energy, but there's another form of energy, and that is that energy that goes into your mind, into your spirit, into your soul. That kind of energy, that is what you need to seek out for. You need to find, just as you need to find food to nourish your body and your stomach and fill you up, you need to find that kind of nourishment for your brain, for your soul, for your heart, just for your whole spiritual being. And that way you can step back into your magic. You can start manifesting amazing things, raising your vibration just by stepping out of your comfort zone and doing the things that make you scared and going against your anxiety and just telling your anxiety, shut up and sit down because I'm in control here. Don't feel fear about being yourself. Don't be afraid of, I don't want to ruffle anyone's feathers. I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want anyone to think this or that. Just be you. You are magic in and of yourself. You are magic. You create magic. You are stardust. You are direct connection and link to the universe, to source. And we forget that. We give our power away so easily. We give our magic away so easily because A, we either think we don't have it, or B, we think we're not worthy of expressing that magic. Take a leap of faith. Take that trip you've been scared of. Take that crazy trek through the woods on horses to get to an amazing beach, because that's what I had to do. I had to take an hour trek through a rainforest to get to an amazing beach with my friends. And it was one of the scariest yet most rewarding parts of my life so far. And I'm so grateful that I went through that, because it honestly was pretty daunting. My anxiety was telling me, this is scary, this is scary. But in the end, it turned out to be so much fun and such a great memory. And the beach that we were able to get to by going on horseback was insane. It was absolutely a dream. It was like the universe had given me a perfect, beautiful, physical gift that I was able to enjoy for a day. Don't be afraid of taking risks when it comes to your style, to your personal style, to the clothes you wear, to the car you drive, to whatever it is that you feel like people are going to have something to say about. Do that. Do that thing that's going to shock people. If it feels right to you and it kind of excites you to think about it, don't let anyone hold you back. And odds are nobody is holding you back. It's your own thoughts. It's what your mind is telling you about what other people's mind is telling them about you that is holding you back. If you've been looking for a sign from the universe to just do what you have been planning to do, or to do the thing you fear, or to take that risk, this is your sign. You are hearing it as loud and clear as day. There is nothing louder and clearer right now in this moment than this voice right now telling you, this is your sign. Do that stuff that scares you. Get the heck out of your comfort zone right away and get back to being that badass individual that you were born to be. And that you should not die. You will not leave this earth until you have fulfilled that purpose of being the best version of you. I believe in you. I believe that you can create and do whatever you wish, and you can bring into fruition whatever you set your mind to, because your mind is so powerful. It could either make or break you. So don't squander that mind. Don't use it against you. Use your mind as a tool in your favor and feed the strength within your mind. Feed the risk taker within your mind and starve your fears. You will only win because even if it turns out not so great in the end, you will still have overcome that fear and proved to yourself that you can do it and that you are bigger than your fears. So a little exercise I want to end this episode with. Well, actually, I'm not ending the episode because I'm going to go on to some questions, because my amazing, wonderful listeners over on Anchor, which if you don't download the Anchor app, you should, because that's the best place to listen to this podcast. And also you can submit voice questions, which is where I get the questions that I answer at the end of my video. So if you want to get a chance to be featured in one of my episodes and you have a question for me, download the Anchor app and send me your questions via the voice feature. So what I want to end this part of the episode on is some homework for you guys, and that is to get out a sheet of paper or a journal or wherever you write your spiritual musings. I want you to write down all of your fears, whether they're rational or irrational, whether they're just about your existence. Maybe they're existential questions or fears that you may have. Write them all down. And then off to the side, I want you to write down the exact opposite of those fears. I want you to write down the action that you will take to go against these fears. So do the stuff on the right side of the page, the opposite of the fear. That is what you should always focus on doing every single day of your life. And it's very important to put positive intention behind fighting your fears. Don't fight fear with fear. You need to fight fear
with positivity, with optimism, with strength, with confidence. Even if you don't feel so confident in the moment, even if you don't feel so strong, you need to overcompensate that. You need to exert it out. Put all your energy into feeling confident, into strength, and you have it within you. You just have to feed it a little bit more. So you have that confidence within you. You have the strength within you to fight your fears. You just have to feed it. You have to make it grow stronger like a muscle. So work out the muscle even more. Work out that confidence muscle. Work out that muscle of magic, of living unapologetically. Work it out every single day. And the best way to work it out is by facing your fears. And when you face your fears, you need to tell yourself, I am strong enough. I am capable enough. I am smart enough. And I can overcome anything that gets thrown my way. That being said, let's roll into some questions.
Hello, Sabelle. I'm Nandini, and I wanted to start teaching yoga, but I had some, you know, teaching anxieties in the beginning, so I thought I would start with taking free classes, but no one showed up, so I was wondering, should I get started with a paid job, like a real job, or should I look for other sources to practice, because I am a bit scared of teaching an actual class, like a paid class, because there's more pressure in there, and I'm also a student, and I also have another job, so it's going to be a little hectic. Thank you so much. I love you. Bye.
This is such a wonderful question, and I just want to congratulate you, first of all, for actually taking that step and holding a free yoga class for people. Even if people didn't show up, it's their loss. They're the ones who missed out, because I know that you are a fabulous teacher. Even just your voice and your energy is so calming, and I know that you are meant to do this. And this is the reason why you feel pulled in this direction, why you feel compelled to do it, because this is what you're meant to do. This is your passion. So just because some people didn't show up to your class does not mean that you need to abandon it and get a quote unquote real job. You already have your studies. You already have another job. This is your side hustle. This is your passion. Don't give it up because other people fail to see your vision. I would highly suggest that instead of going and jumping the gun already with a paid class, that you start smaller and you make a class for maybe some friends or family members or colleagues, or just let them know, hey, you guys interested in doing yoga? I'm a teacher. I would love to practice with you. It's free. I just want your feedback. I want you to let me know how I can better myself. And just if you're interested and you never started yoga, I want to do a beginner's class. And just by word of mouth, tell your friends, tell your family, hey, we'll meet at this time at this place. And if you're a beginner, it's fine. I'm going to do beginner's yoga class. Another option for you could be just making videos on YouTube. And I think YouTube is such a great platform for those of you who do have side hustles, because you are able to get yourself onto a more global, a larger platform where you can reach more people who are more likely to have interest in your particular niche. So there are many yoga enthusiasts all over the internet. Just by starting a YouTube channel or maybe an Instagram account related to yoga would be a great first start for you, and will also get you attention and get you some followers so that people will want to pay you to do a yoga session. So I would recommend that since you're first starting out, you practice holding a class, and that way you will feel more confident in your abilities. And by hearing the constructive criticism of your friends or family or colleagues, you are able to work and grow upon your craft. And don't ever think just because somebody says something negative, or just because somebody says, oh, you need to change this, don't take it personally. Use it to your advantage to work on yourself and work on your craft so that you can be a better yoga teacher. Everyone has to start somewhere. And just the fact that you got started is a huge step towards your success. Now you just need to figure out what you're doing wrong and how you can improve upon your strengths. So this is a great time for you because you can explore your options, you can experiment with new things, and don't let negative words get you down. Use them to your advantage. The past is past. Now you can build upon a new future, step into your magic, step into those fears, face them head on. And if you feel like it, if you feel like it's entirely necessary, then hold a new class. But make sure that you advertise it rightly. Make sure that you're going around telling all your friends, all your colleagues, all your family members, telling everyone, maybe even making flyers, maybe even posting up on a bulletin board. Just really promote the heck out of this yoga class. And you will see, with all that positive energy, all that intention into this class, everything will line up for you.
Hi, I'm Lotta, and I wonder what your thoughts are on Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, when he describes this idea of having like no opinion about yourself, like exactly like a dog, like that has no opinion about him or herself, and because of that the dog can love others without no opinion, but no, not really loves himself or he dislikes or anything. I wonder that. Thank you.
This part in Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, is something that I have had to question myself, and it's a wonderful question you have given me, Lotta, about reflecting on the fact that Eckhart Tolle says that we should not have an opinion of ourselves, that we are able to love and live more freely because we don't have an opinion of ourselves. And even though it might seem crazy, because I do say that we need to have a positive image of ourselves, that we need to really work on having a good opinion of ourselves and a good relationship of ourselves, because that's important in being confident. But the next level of that is releasing opinion of yourself. And it might sound contradictory, but think of it this way, like the dog analogy. A dog does not have an opinion of itself, so it is free to love, and it neither views itself negatively nor positively. It just is. And it is a good being on this earth. We all love dogs. I mean, if you don't love dogs, it might be because you're allergic or you had a bad experience with one, but dogs are really mystical, magical creatures on earth because they are so freely loving and trusting, especially my beagle. He is just the sweetest thing in the world. All he really cares about is if is his tummy full or not, and if his humans are doing good or not. And I think that's it's very freeing and liberating to lose that opinion of yourselves, because if you think about it, we are so much more productive if we don't have to worry about what we're wearing, what people will say about us, what people think, or how we view ourselves, or do I feel fat or skinny today, or do I feel ugly, or do I feel this, or I'm so stupid. If we release all of that, imagine how free we could truly be. If we stopped caring about what we think so much of ourselves or so much of us, and we just allow ourselves to be and to exist as a part of this universe, as another being, another light source on earth, we no longer have to compete with other people. We no longer have to compare ourselves to other people because there's nothing to compare to. You just are you. And opinions are that. They are opinions. They are not fact. So whether you believe that you're the most amazing thing in the world or the most awful thing in the world, you are wrong, because in the end, there are three sides of you, if we want to speak figuratively here. There is your opinion side of you, and the opinions others have of you side of you. And then there is the center fact. There is the just who you really are. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, the way you are, that is solely up to opinion, and it is solely up to your upbringing, to societal standards, whether you are good or bad. But opinions do not define you. You know those people that you think are absolutely wonderful, they're amazing, they're so smart, so driven, they have their life together, and then you learn they don't like themselves, or they have a negative opinion of themselves, or they don't think they're that great? And you're like, what are you, how could you, you're amazing. How could you have such low self-esteem, or how could you not care? And that just goes to show you that your opinion might be one way, but you could be a completely different way to other people who are watching you. And who you truly are
is such a difficult thing for many people to grasp because they feel like they're always defined by either the way they feel about themselves or the way others treat them or the things others say to them. So we're not really defining ourselves by who we are, who we truly are at our core, but by the opinions and the thoughts we have about ourselves and others have on us, which is what Eckhart Tolle is trying to say, is that when you liberate yourself of these opinions, whether they're yours or not, you are just free to be and free to love, and you don't hate anyone. You don't have your own agenda. You don't have something to push against. You just are you. You are here to be a loving, light, happy being, spreading joy and positivity everywhere. We're not here to compete with each other. We're not here to be better than one another or to outdo anyone else or to prove ourselves. We're here to just be and live and exist. And when you let go of that opinion, it's truly freeing. I'm still working on it myself. But just think of it this way. It's like when you lose self-consciousness and you stop really caring. We've seen those people. They don't really care what they wear. They don't care. They're just out living their life. They're being unapologetically themselves because their opinion of them, either they don't really care about their own opinion of themselves or they're just so confident they just don't care. They're just them. They're just existing because life is too short to wither away at who you are in your essence, to destroy that magic you have within because of opinion, because you have a low self-esteem, or because you're so full of yourself that you can't possibly see beyond these rose-tinted glasses you have of yourself. You're hurting other people because you think so highly of yourself that you can't even be bothered to love other people. And that's also a problem. Hubris, too much pride, too much self-centeredness is also a path to destruction. And boy, if you think having low confidence is bad, try having over confidence. Try thinking you're the best thing to ever happen to this earth and buttered bread. And you'll see how far you'll go down the narcissism train, and nobody wants to go down that path. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Even though if it's a day late, I hope you enjoyed it nonetheless. And I promise you next week, we will be back on Mondays and we are going to be ready for Mondays because we like to crush Mondays. And even if you're not having such a great Tuesday, you can crush Tuesday too. You can crush any day of the week. You can do whatever it is you set your mind to. So I hope you're inspired to step back into your magic, create the things that you've been afraid to create in your life and just go for it. Go for just bettering yourself every day and you will see how the universe will smile upon you. So thank you guys so much for tuning in with me this week. If you would like more content, please be sure to follow at Taking Back Your Power on Instagram and also check out my YouTube channel. There's a lot more content on there. It's youtube.com/ Isabel Palacios. I'm so proud of my new URL on YouTube. So go check me out there. And I'm on social media. I'm everywhere, Instagram and Twitter. And join me back here next Monday for next week's episodes. And don't forget, if you'd like to submit a question, download the Anchor app and submit it to me through there for a chance to have your question answered here on the podcast. I love you guys. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. And always remember, no matter what people may think, no matter what your fears may tell you, no matter what has happened to you, no matter who you are, no matter what you look like, your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. I love you, and I'll be back here on next week's episode of Taking Back Your Power. Much love and positive vibes. Bye-bye.